Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti. Today I'm in virtual company of Florian Wecker, director of the Berlinale Talents, the 17th edition. So welcome back, Florian.
Yeah, very nice to speak to you again.
So, first of all, this is the 17th year, and so once the critical time of adolescence has passed, the 17th year is the one where you're looking for college or something like that. What's the atmosphere?
Oh, the atmosphere is exactly like this. So I think being 17 also means that you're very, very curious. But what's happening next? What's coming up in the next years? But of course, you also achieved something, so you know who you are, what you want to do, and taking this metaphor to us, I think Berlinale Talents is in perfect shape. Some mm-hmm. arms are still too long, some legs are too short, so it's still an adolescence, but we want to keep it like this. So we like this very, very active young body, in a way, within the center of a very huge festival. Very nice to be 17.
Let's remind our listeners that the Berlinale Talents will take place from the 9th to the 14th of February, so next week, the end of next week. So, and there will be 250 film professionals coming
from 70. That's right, it's 200. It's again 250 people mm-hmm. coming this year from 77 countries. So I wouldn't say from all around the world, but almost around the world. And we are very curious, of course, to bring them here together, because bringing them together at Berlinale Talents means crossing borders, literally. So mm-hmm. they come from all their different countries, but also, of course, from many, many different cultures. And having everyone together here in the room means that discussion is definitely guaranteed. So we look forward to this.
Before getting deeper into this year's theme, which is mistakes, I have to say that a particular number highlighted my attention, which is the fact that there are more women than men in the Berlinale Talents this year, which is something that attracted my attention, because we've been discussing this year so much on, you know, pink quotes. And how come?
To tell you the truth, it has always been like this. So at mm-hmm. least within the framework of Berlinale Talents, we've been a 50-50, so to say, event from the very beginning in 2003. It was one of the initial ideas that we said, okay, we just want to have a 50-50 percentage, even if the industry might look differently at some points. This year, I think it's an amazing year with regards to gender balance, because it's kind of an imbalance towards the women, as you said. So there are many, many more women than men in the team on the selection of talents. Speaking from the desk of the selecting team, this is not based on a quota or something. So it just happens. We look into quality, we look into curiosity, into the ways how people want to tell stories, and also how they show and deliver their crafts, because we have people from all these different disciplines, including camera women, mm-hmm. Production designers, and so on. And whenever we look at their applications and they convince us, we say yes. And the next thing is we look at genders, countries, age, and so on, the soft factors. But it's not the first thing that we have a look at.
That's actually very good news. It means that, as I always say, that it will happen naturally.
Yeah, it happens naturally. But I don't want to shy away from the fact that, for example, in certain fields of work, the balance isn't in place. So it's in total numbers. We're very happy to have more women than men, and also people from different genders in between, to tell you the truth. Nevertheless, if we look into some of the so-called technical departments of filmmaking, then there's still a lot to do. So, for example, we do a lot here for many years already with our partner Ari to balance the numbers or balance the genders with regards to camera women and cameramen. And I think we are in quite a good way. So they're very, very nice, wonderful, and very talented camera women this year's selection. But there's a way to do.
I think that this year's theme might be my favorite so far, because thinking about take a deep breath and feel better amazes me. Mistakes.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear that. So, because it's also one of our favorites. I think it comes deep from inside ourselves. Failing, doing mistakes is not necessarily a bad thing. At some points it is. Once again, I think it's also important to stress that we have an opinion and people do have an attitude what's right and wrong. But it's a matter of queer perspective. So if you bring together people from 77 different countries and many more cultures and other backgrounds, then the question whether something is right or wrong is negotiable. So you can discuss that, and these kind of discussions we'd like to raise here. But still, of course, you're absolutely right. It's good and very relieving every now and then to take a deep breath and say, oh, yes, I did a mistake. Let's see where it led me. So because sometimes if you do something wrong, then the result is actually way more interesting, or it's provocative, it's an experiment, you did it on purpose as an artist, and people think, well, oh god, that's super wrong, how can he do this? We start to think.
On the other hand, as you pointed out in one of the events, the devil is in the details. Mm-hmm. As well.
That's right. I think this goes to the crafts, of course. So the session you're referring to is with Simon Weisse. Simon mm-hmm. Weisse is a prop and model maker. It's a niche craft, so to say. So it's something that is not very often in focus. Nevertheless, Simon, who's based here in Berlin, has a wonderful workshop here in Berlin Neukölln, and he's doing all the work for Wes Anderson. So he created the hotel in Grand Budapest Hotel, and also, of course, for Isle of Dogs, all these little words that are big on screen coming from his workshop. So we thought, okay, let's go deeper into this world. So let's immerse a bit into Simon's way of thinking of film and also working on film. And, of course, looking into this devilish details, because film in many ways is, of course, having ideas, is writing scripts, is acting out ideas on set and so on. But it's also a craft. So it has a lot to do with making your fingers dirty.
True. So this year you have a lot of important guests. First of all, this year's honorary Golden Bear, Charlotte Rampling, who was already working with the young directors, for example, Andrea Pallaoro. So she's a good example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're very happy to have Charlotte, in a way, even back to Berlinale Talents. She mm-hmm. has with us some years ago, and this time, of course, it's a very special moment, because since she's the recipient of the honorary Golden Bear, there's once again a long discussion planned in the How Hebel Am Ufer. It's public, accessible to the audience, and we look forward to this. But Charlotte is also, in a way, in good company with many other people coming to Berlinale Talents. And mm-hmm. as I told you before, so it's, of course, the famous ones. And we should also mention André Téchiné. We can also mention the members of the jury, including our wonderful Sandra Hüller from Germany and Sebastian Lelio.
I love her.
But there's also others, four people who are especially interested in particular films. So I think there's quite a buzz around the documentary strain this mm-hmm. year with Nikolaus Geierhalter coming from Austria. He's presenting a new film in the forum. His name is Earth. And we go into the research processes. So, like, he digged literally into the earth for this film, and we want to see how deeply he digged into research for his films. And there's, of course, for those who are interested in Italian cinema, or better say, Italian societies, mm-hmm. We look forward to having Roberto Saviano.
Yes.
He's an author, he's a screenwriter, a journalist, but talking about mistakes. He, I think, is one of the ones who really, really points out mistakes in society and has to live with the consequences.
Especially now he is really having a bad time in Italy, let's say. He's from my same city, from Napoli, from Naples. Let's say that they're questioning a lot of his choices. the new government. So it's good moment to talk about mistakes.
Yeah, I think so too. It's always a good moment to talk about mistakes, I think. But you're absolutely right.
There's another thing that attracted my attention is an event called Curious Choices, The End of Mistakes with Nadav Lapid.
Yeah, Nadav is a very important filmmaker to us. So we love his films. He does very controversial films. He is one of the young voices in Europe. We look forward to having his film in competition this year. And it was interesting to speak with Nadav about his films and what we want to do in the session. And the interesting thing is, like I said in the beginning, when you speak about mistakes, it's not right and wrong. It's not black and white. There's contradiction in life, and there's contradiction in all our characters. And in his characters in the films, I think this idea of contradiction, this ambivalence of the characters, is very much in the foreground. And so we thought, on the one side, we want to learn and get to know Nadav a little bit better and show him and give him space so that he can speak with the audience. But on the other side, I think he's also a perfect fit for the mistakes team.
Obviously, the Berlinale Talents is also talking about different platforms than the big screen. There's Netflix, there are VOD, a discussion on VOD. Was it obvious, as I said?
Yeah, it was very obvious. I think the world is changing, as Dieter Koslick said last week on the press conference. We have to cope with the fact that new studios, new streaming companies come up. Not everything they do is bad, is mm-hmm. wrong in a way, is a mistake, but it do changes the landscape, of course, with especially with regards to audience relations, to the way how films are distributed, also, of course, to the question how cinema can survive, what will be left from cinema. We believe in cinema. I think the Berlinale is a token and is a test and testament every year of the fact that cinema is still alive and needed. What we like to find out with the people we meet this year from Netflix, for example, is actually how can we work together? How can we not only fight against each other, where, of course, we need to make, in a way, compromises, meaning if there is an interest in cinema, how can we actually find a way that cinema can survive even if money on the other side is often it's often on the other side. But when Tendo Nagenda, for example, is coming, he's the vice president of original film at Netflix, we will bring him together in a huge round of filmmakers. So not putting him on a panel, but it's a round of filmmakers. It's once again public, so the audience will be also in the room. But we want to actually find out, okay, what's in for filmmakers? What is the plans they have? But also our filmmakers should have a chance to articulate their ideas.
Wow. So last but not least, there's something else that really I couldn't avoid to ask you. There's a panel called Reinventing Porn, Erika's Ethics.
Yeah, Erika Lust, she's a filmmaker based in Spain, originally from Sweden. I can only recommend to check out what she's doing, because like the title says, Erika Lust is working in adult cinema. She's coming from a feminist point of view. She's working on porn in a different way. But the interesting thing with Erika is that she has very strong values, very strong principles for her films and the way they are made. And these values come up with the question on how the film is made, on gender balance before and behind the camera, on the question of respect, on the question of transparency, but also equal payment and so on. And if you look into this list of principles, and they were made up to make her productions in the way she wants to do it, you can easily just take them and look into other productions of other genres, other films we do in general, and say, okay, we can actually learn quite a lot from Erika. So what we do is we bring her together with Maike Mia-Höhner, our curator from the Berlinale Shorts program, and we do a walk through these different principles and see how we can generalize and how we can use them, what kind of inspiration they give to filmmakers.
So, what do you expect from this 17th year of Biennale Tallinns?
Oh, we expect a lot of nice encounters. that's the first and foremost thing. So bringing together so many people hopefully means that people do get surprised. We select a little bit too many people. We have a little bit too much program. But this is the idea of talent. So the idea is that we do not know everything towards the end. This is why we always speak about we are more of a theater, a performance stage than a cinema. So meaning the product is not done in the moment we plan it. We just give choices, we give possibilities. And so I hope that many, many things and many nice surprises and encounters and hopefully not so many mistakes will happen over the course of the next week.
Perfect, Florian. So good luck. We're happy to be collaborating with the Biennale Tallinns once again. Thank you so much for talking to us. And it was really, obviously, and as always, a pleasure.
My pleasure too. Thank you very much.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the Biennale Tallinns, the 17th edition for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.